Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single family homes all the way up to 600 plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. This is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. You know, for over a decade, we've seen volatility in a variety of investment vehicles driven, in my opinion, more by emotions than by metrics. You can just look at what's been going on in the stock market. You can kind of track what's been going on with gold and silver, other types of commodities, options, et cetera, et cetera. I don't even want to get into all of those things, but what I do want to tell you is this. This environment creates opportunities for investors, but it's not for the faint of heart. You know, if you're going to navigate volatile markets, it can be nerve-wracking if you don't have a solid plan of action. And on today's show, we'll discuss navigating volatile markets in any type of investment. But before we do that, what I'd like to tell you about is our Lifestyles Unlimited Wealth and Passive Income Expo. It's coming to Houston, Texas on Saturday, April 27th. It is going to be an outstanding event, and I will get you some free tickets if you need them. I'll tell you a little bit about the event, then I'll tell you how you can get those tickets for free. Expo is the largest in-person gathering of successful real estate investors in the country. Period. Nothing else to say. This is the place you want to be. You're going to experience a day in the life of a Lifestyles Unlimited member, and you're going to get access to the best information and the best people in the industry. You can learn, you can connect, and that's going to cause you to succeed. You know, Expo is not one of those high pressure sales pitch fests that you've probably been to. It's got nothing to do with that. We're all about education and information. We're not about giving you a strong arm sale or strong approach to making you a member. The bottom line is you'll decide whether you want to be a member of Lifestyles or not. And quite frankly, if you decide to be a member, it's going to be an awesome experience for you. It's going to change your life. So let me tell you what you're going to experience at the Expo. Every year, Del Walmsley gives his acclaimed annual address. It's informative. It's inspirational. It gets you the information you need so that you can put it into action right away. We're going to have an expert hall with hundreds of industry experts. You get to meet everyone you need to know in just a day to build or upgrade your real estate power team. And you've heard me talk about that team before. You've got to have that amazing team of people that you can rely on to go out and do the hard work. Because remember, you're going to work on your business. You're not going to work in your business. There's a network and a meetup. So in other words, what that means, this is an opportunity for real people who've achieved real results with real estate to network with other folks. We're going to have an opportunity for single family and multifamily investors, whether they're independent rental operators, the deal sponsors, leads, or passive investors, to connect with you. We're going to have educational breakout topics. Now, this is a really, really powerful piece of what we do, and this is where the education and the information comes out. We have an expert panel. It's going to be open Q&A in the four areas that follow. A passive income panel where we're going to have all passive investors. These are folks that don't go out and buy multifamily deals themselves. These are people that invest the money into those deals. We're going to have a panel on taxes and the new tax code. You know, the Trump administration has been making changes to the tax code, and that's no different because the Obama administration did the same thing and every administration prior to that. The tax code is a never-ending, always evolving monster that we have to deal with. So what we're going to talk about is the benefits for real estate investors with the current tax code. You can ask any question you want. I highly encourage you to attend that panel. There's going to be a financing panel. These are our hard money lenders, private money lenders, conventional lenders, all the different types of lenders that you need to get to know and understand the different vehicles that they can provide to you so that you can be a successful investor. And more importantly, this is the one I really, really cannot stress the benefit of. This is the super women of real estate. These are all female investors that are just crushing it. They are doing a phenomenal job of investing, of following Del Walmsley's map to success. These are the ladies that are proving that women have an equal hold in this market. And this is, you know, essentially a male-dominated investment field. I would say, based on what I've heard, anywhere from 85 to maybe 90% of all the investors that are actively engaged in investing in real estate, the way we do it, are males. So it's nice to see the women stepping up and taking over a share of that marketplace. We've got educational breakouts on how to make $1 million in real estate, real property case studies involving single family and multifamily properties. These are folks that are members of Lifestyles Unlimited that will tell you about the deals that they've recently completed. They'll tell you how they found the deals, how they financed the deals, what they did to rehabilitate the properties, what they had to do to make sure that they had the right tenants in the property. And more importantly, they're going to show you what the end result is, how those properties are cash flowing, what the equity gains are. I mean, all the ways we make money in real estate. If you've ever been interested in how to buy 10 houses in 10 months, we're going to have that expert opinion panel for you. We've got opportunities to learn about 1031 exchange strategies, passive and tax-free income, the map to retire. I'm just going to go on and on and on, and I don't want to do that to you. But more importantly, it all ends up with the fireside chat with Del Walmsley. Basically, it's an open question and answer session with Del. You can ask him anything and everything. Now, we would prefer you stay focused on real estate, but we know Del gets into different topics. So really, anything is on the table for Del. Now, who should go there? Well, first of all, if you're a Lifestyles Unlimited member, you've got no excuse. You need to be there. This is part of your membership. This is the most important event that we hold annually. It is really the opportunity for you to get involved, to get that networking up to speed. You know, if you're a member out of Dallas and you've got great connections with the Dallas group up there, we'd love to have you at Expo so that you can connect with everybody from the entire nation. You see, Lifestyles Unlimited is a nationwide company. We're everywhere. We've got members in all 50 states. We actually have members internationally. We've got members of the armed forces that are serving in all kinds of crazy places that are still connecting with us and still investing. So if they can do it, you can do it too. So who else should be there? Anyone who knows real estate's the answer and wants to get started. If you're sitting on the fence, this is the place for you. If you're depending on your job for income or your 401k for retirement, you need to come to Expo to find out why there's a better way. If you're currently investing in real estate and you want better results with less work, then you need to come check out our map. You're following the wrong map. We need to get you onto the right map. If you've been doing the same thing for the last 5 years to earn money and you still can't retire, again, your map is broken. We need to get you on the right map. If you know there's a better way, but you don't know where to start, I'm telling you where to start. Come to the expo, or more importantly, give us a call at 866-945-6565. That's 866-945-6565. That gets you right into Lifestyles Unlimited. You just tell them, hey, I'm new. How do I get started? And they will take you by the hand and get you going. And more importantly, if you want an inside look at what it's like to be a member at Lifestyles Unlimited, you should come to Expo. This is the only event that we offer where we bring in guests from all across the nation, and you don't have to know somebody to come to a particular event. We are opening our doors to everyone nationwide. Really want you to be a part of it. Now, we've also been talking about the Multifamily Masters Tour. Now, this tour is an opportunity to go and look at four multifamily apartments communities. These are communities that are owned and operated by Lifestyles Unlimited members. Lifestyles Unlimited does not invest any money into any of these deals. We are an education and mentoring group, period, end of the day. We show everybody what right looks like. We create the environments for them, and they go out and they do the investing. Not Lifestyles Unlimited, the members of Lifestyles Unlimited. So these four apartment communities you're going to look at, These are all different sizes and shapes. They're either independent rental operator properties or they're properties that have been syndicated. In any case, you're going to get an opportunity to sit on a bus with a Lifestyles Unlimited mentor, an operations consultant, and other members of the Lifestyles Unlimited team. Heck, Dell may be on your bus for all we know. But the most important thing is you're going to actually get the opportunity to go to these properties. You're going to get the chance to meet and talk with the operators and owners of these properties. If you were on the radio yesterday with me, you heard my interview with Rui Vaz, and he's one of the four people that will present his particular property, which is a 38-unit property he picked up in 2014, got it all rehabbed out, and it's cash flowing wonderfully for him and is doing all the things we expect an investment vehicle to do. Now, I will tell you, there's only a handful of tickets left for the Multifamily Masters Tour. So if it's something you would like to get involved with, you're going to have to act fast. You can send me an email at askal@luinc.com if you'd like a little more information about the Masters Tour and, more importantly, how to get connected with it. Or you can just go to multifamilymasterstour.com. That's multifamilymasterstour.com. Now, I will tell you, this is a paid event. This is not free, but I can get you free tickets for the expo, and I'd love to do that for you. So send me an email at askal@luinc.com. That's askal@luinc.com. I want to get those free tickets in your hand. I want to change your life. I want to give you that opportunity, but I can only give you that opportunity if you reach out to me. Oh, by the way, if you would like to have a conversation today, I would love to talk to you. You can reach us at 877-711-5211. That's 877-711-5211. Back in a moment.
Lifestyles Unlimited is the real estate investor education and mentoring group that has been taking people by the hand and teaching them how to invest in real estate for over 25 years. Our students have been so successful at creating wealth and passive income that they've won local, state, and national Investor of the Year awards 10 of the last 10 years. It's easy to see why Think Realty Magazine named us the best in the U.S. If you're ready to add real estate to your portfolio, go to LifestylesUnlimitedPodcast.com to access our free live training event schedule.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. This is Al Gordon, and if you have a question for me, give me a call at 877-711-5211. In this show, we're talking a little bit about navigating volatile markets, and I've got that froggy throat hitting me again. I don't know what is going on. You know, we're down in Texas, and it's spring, so everything is blooming. It really is starting to look beautiful down here. We've got wildflowers growing along the sides of the freeways. They're red, they're blue, they're orange, they're yellow, they're all these different colors, and we've got all the trees are starting to bud and the flowers are starting to bloom, and they are ripping my throat apart. I mean, they are gorgeous, and I love them, and I apologize for clearing my throat in your ear, but I just had to get it out. So today's show, we're talking about navigating volatile markets, and I'm going to be very clear here. You must establish a clear long-term objective for your investments. If you're out there flipping, you're not following a long-term goal. You are merely involved with another job, and that's a job. You know, flipping is a job because you're using the proceeds from that to basically pay your way to make the money that you live off of, versus what we do at Lifestyles Unlimited, where we actually invest in real estate. We use that passive income to augment what we're spending on our bills, but more importantly, those investments grow over time. And as that passive income increases, you know, let's say we get to 10 houses and those 10 houses are throwing off $400 a piece in passive income. So that's $4,000 a month. And if our expenses are $4,000 a month, we're essentially retired. In the meantime, that flipper has to go out and keep finding deals and keep trying to replenish that cycle they're working on. So When you're navigating volatile markets, first of all, you don't want to be in flipping because that could really create some problems for you. If the market tanks on you, you may not have the right exit strategy and it will just be a bad scenario. We don't want that for you. But I'll tell you, when I was in the military, we focused a lot on planning and a lot on the planning process, because one of the things that we learned was if you don't properly plan for events, there's no way you can control them when the events actually happen. Now, plans always, they always blow up when events happen, but proper planning allows you to think through all the opportunities and all the contingencies of what it is you're going to work on. So what I'm going to recommend to you is this. You need to put together a near-term plan. What do you plan to accomplish in the next 90 to 120 days? You're going to put together a short-term plan. What are you going to accomplish in the next year, maybe two? And then you're going to put together a long-term plan. What are you going to do for the next 5 years, and if you're really aggressive, out to the next 10 years. Sorry, there goes that throat again. I will just tell you that there's an alarming number of investors that cannot clearly articulate their investment goals. You need to know what outcome you're working towards in order to make the choices necessary to succeed in any type of market. But volatile markets require rapid analysis and decision-making based on a clear strategy. Folks, it gets back to that planning process. You have to have a clear strategy, and it has to be thought out. You can't develop a clear investment strategy without deciding what end result you want to achieve. You cannot develop, I can't say it any more clearer than that. You've got to know where you're trying to go. It's kind of like a news anchor that reported recently on the market crash that happened over in December. She said something to the effect of, what are you going to do with your stock market investments? I have no idea what to do, so I guess I'm just going to sit here and ride it out. What kind of stinking thinking is that? Are you crazy? The market's tanking on you, so you're just going to sit there and write it down? That tells me that person does not have a clear objective. They don't have contingencies in place. And as a result of that, they're just going to have problems. So the first step to establishing a clear, well-articulated investment goal is visualizing the life you want to live. Choosing an arbitrary monetary result is rarely effective. So don't go, oh, I want to make $1 million, because that isn't going to work. What you want to do is think something along the lines of, let's see, in the next 5 years, I want to be fully retired. I would like my wife to be fully retired. I would like to have all of our passive income exceeding our bills, and more so, I want that passive income to provide an additional $2,000 a month so that I can go out and enjoy myself. I'm not just about covering my bills. I also want to live a lifestyle. So these are the types of things you need to sit down and you need to consider. We're getting ready to go on to a break, and I just want to remind you that I have those free tickets for you to the Lifestyles Unlimited Wealth and Passive Income Expo. I'd love for you to get those tickets. Send me an email at askal@luinc.com. That's askal@luinc.com. Or give me a call if you want to be on the show. We'll be available at 877-711-5211. Back in a moment.
Learn to master apartment investing on the Multifamily Masters Tour with Del Walmsley and Lifestyles Unlimited in Houston, Friday, April 26th. Ride along with the country's top team of apartment investing professionals as you tour four apartment communities with the owners and operators alongside their mentors and educators. For more details, visit MultifamilyMastersTour.com. Experience award-winning multifamily strategies in action. Get the insider secrets to triple-digit returns. Learn the six ways you can make multifamily millions too. Open Q&A format with Del's top team, including operations consultants, mentors, and award-winning members. Get your seat on the bus at MultifamilyMastersTour.com. Due to the nature of the event, seating is very limited. Ride with us for the day and learn how to close the gap on your retirement with multifamily properties, what a profitable property being run as a business looks like in person and on paper, how Lifestyles Unlimited members win local, state, and national awards year after year, which path is right for you, lead, passive, or independent owner, how to upgrade your profits by upgrading your apartment, and open Q&A all day long. The only bus ticket worth millions. Get yours at MultifamilyMastersTour.com. And as a bonus, Masters Tour tickets include tickets to the Wealth and Passive Income Expo Saturday, April 27th.
We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Once again, this is Al Gordon, and we are always working on your financial freedom. Want to make sure you've got access to those free tickets to the Wealth and Passive Income Expo that'll be happening in Houston on the 27th of April. Right now, they're allowing me to give away as many free tickets as I want. I'm sure there's going to come a time where they're going to tell me, okay, that's it, no mas. So if you want those tickets, send me an email at askal@luinc.com. That's askal@luinc.com. So in today's show, we've been talking about how to navigate volatile markets, and we have a caller coming in. Dave, are you there? Oh, Dave is not there. Looks like we missed the call. Anyhow, Dave was calling in. I guess he's a rehabber doing flipping and stuff like that, and he had an issue with his project, and it sounded like he was having a challenge obtaining enough capital to do the project. And I'll tell you, that is a big problem, especially if you've got a limited budget and you haven't really thought through the scope of work, or your expenses come in higher, your cost overrides hit you, and then you find out that you've got more project left at the end of your money. So it kind of sounded like Dave probably wanted to have a conversation about that, maybe some solutions to get out of that. I will tell you the best way to get out of that is, first of all, don't do flipping, and not to be abrasive to any of you people out there doing flipping. It is not a terrible way to make money. We just don't teach it at Lifestyles Unlimited because it's a job, and we don't want you to have a job. We want you to retire in 5 years or less. So in Dave's case, we don't know the actual particulars of the deal itself, but I will tell you at Lifestyles Unlimited, we teach you how to properly analyze a project, to pencil it all out. You've got vendors on your team that assist you with that. If you're working with the mentors and the real that work exclusively with Lifestyles Unlimited members, you can figure all of that out. And if the property doesn't pencil going into the deal, you scrap it. You just toss it on the heap, you forget about it, and you move on to the next deal. Don't get emotional. Don't get tied into the property. Pull yourself out of it and look at it from an analysis standpoint. I guess we were able to reconnect with Dave. Dave, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Dave, how's it going today?
Okay. Thank you.
Good. What can we help you with today, Dave?
Okay, I've got I'm a rehab flipper. You don't like us, but...
I just don't like what you do.
Well, I do high-end stuff, so I get big returns. So that's okay. Why I do it. But I have a project that's underway. It's fully funded. Acquisition was 316, rehab was 138, ARV about 850.
Okay.
So that's where I say that I do high-end stuff.
That's definitely a zone we don't invest in at Lifestyles, but go ahead.
Right. Okay, so my problem is on this particular property, we got into it and had to do a whole lot of work that wasn't seen, structural stuff. So now what I'm tied to is I can only draw three draws. So it's basically, $45,000 a draw.
Yeah.
And I am worked down to my reserves personally at like $28,000, $30,000.
Yeah.
So is there some funding where I can go to get, 40, 30, 40, 50 grand, for a couple months, knowing that $138,000 is sitting there fully funded, just waiting for me to complete the different number of amounts of work to get to it.
Well, the first thing I would do, and I'm not giving you, you know, advice or anything. You have to consult your own experts and stuff. We're just having a conversation. But I would go back to the existing lender and see if they have any capability to work with you, maybe increase your loan or do a workaround for you. The other thing I would ask them is, what are their rules of engagement when it comes to bringing in other sources of financing? Because in this particular case, you're going to have to reach out and find some money that could be private money that's loaned to you, that could be hard money, but you're going to have to understand how those lenders want to collateralize those loans. And normally they want to put some type of lien against the property. So you're going to have to make sure that they're comfortable with the lien position that they might go into. You got to make sure your existing lender will even allow it. So, hey, we're going to a break, Dave. If you'll stand by, I'd love to talk to you some more. This is Al Gordon on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Give me a call at 877-711-5211. We'll be back in a moment.
What would happen if you didn't show up for work tomorrow? For the next couple of days? For a week? A couple of months? A year? How long until you lose everything you've worked for in a fraction of the time it took to earn it? If this fear keeps you up at night, it's time to learn the strategies we teach at Lifestyles Unlimited. Start with the free workshop. Go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com and find your true financial peace, like so many of our members already have. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com.
You're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. This is Al Gordon. And remember, if you've got a question or you want to have a conversation, you can reach me at 877-711-5211. That's 877-711-5211. Also, if you want those free expo tickets, like I said, I don't know how long they're going to let me keep doing this. And eventually, they're going to tell me to stop. But if you want those tickets, you can get those by sending me an email at askal@luinc.com. That's askal@luinc.com. Previously, we were just talking with Dave a little bit, and he was having an issue with basically cost overruns for a project that he's working on. But more importantly, when I was talking to him at the break, what I recommended he do is come on out to the expo and check us out, because based on what he's doing with flipping, if he's, you know, he was saying he's got an ARV on a property of $850,000. Now, we don't mess with properties in that price range. The reason being is we focus on workforce housing. So there's very few folks in workforce housing that can afford an $850,000 property. I don't live in an $850,000 property, so I know folks that, you know, are working the hard jobs of America. They most likely can't afford it either. But what I was noticing was he's going to have a pretty interesting gain, maybe in the neighborhood of about $300,000. But keep in mind, because he's a dealer and a flipper, and again, I don't hate y'all as people. Please don't misunderstand me. I love you guys. I know what you do. You do provide value for the real estate community. It's just not how we invest, and we don't see it as investment at all. So more importantly, he's going to have about $300,000 of gain. Now, the IRS is going to treat that as ordinary income, so they're going to tax him, and they're going to tax him pretty hard. He gets to pay both sides of Social Security and Medicare. He gets to pay whatever his tax rate is, and I guarantee if he's up there in that 300K, he's probably getting hit at the big tax rate. What I'd rather see Dave do is move over into the investing that we do. Take those gains once he gets this property resolved, and move that money into the investing strategies that we do. Because what'll happen is when he grows his money and he can do it passively, he doesn't have to be actively engaged in real estate. He can grow his money by specific strategic investing, and in doing so, when he does have gains, there'll be capital gains, and they'll be taxed at capital gains rates. And right now, the capital gains rates are much more attractive than they were previously. I think we have Dave still on the line. Is Dave still there?
Yeah, I am, Al.
Hi, Dave. You had another question for me?
Yeah. Yeah, totally different question.
I'm
working on a project in South Florida. It's a multifamily. It's just six units.
Okay.
And the lady who owns it has owned it like for 30 years, and she's been running it like mom and pop shop.
Oh, it should be a fun one.
She has no true numbers. You know, she has her Schedule E, and that's kind of about it. How hard is that going to make a deal go with either an investor or funding from a bank to make this thing happen, with her only having a Schedule E and, you know, loosey goosey paperwork?
Yeah, you're going to have to really sit down and work with a lender. You're going to have to probably try and figure out how to create a trailing 12 months worth of expenses and income, and you know, where you're going to need a lot of help there. Now, the other side of the coin is, if she's only doing Schedule E and you're using that for your valuation, you also have to kind of look at what comparable properties are going for. So it may be a great opportunity for you, but you're definitely going to want to get eyes on the property, do all of your due diligence and inspections like that. How difficult is it going to be for you to operate a property or maybe go in and do rehab on a property if you're in Texas and this thing's out in Florida?
Well, with me, my main office is on a barrier island in South Florida, and I have an office here in Houston. So we're currently in the Keys doing a rehab, and we're currently on another barrier island in South Florida. So I fly back and forth if I need to. But that's it. I'm a builder. I've been a builder for 40 years. So I have my people in Florida and my people here. So that's not a problem.
Yeah, what I'd love to do for you, Dave, is I would love to expose you to what we do at Lifestyles Unlimited, because with the amount of money you're working with that's available to you, we can show you a different way to put that money to work for you, take some of that pressure off you, and let you really enjoy your time in Florida. Hey, we'll be back in a moment. This is Al Gordon on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Give me a call at 877-711-5211.
Know that every dollar you invest in real estate makes you money five ways? Cash flow, money in your pocket each month. Equity capture, the thousands of dollars you create when you have the right team and buy the right property using the right map. Appreciation, real estate can increase in value over time. Equity buildup, renters pay down your mortgage each month. And finally, the tax advantage. When done correctly, real estate investors pay no taxes on our cash flow and capital gains. At Lifestyles Unlimited, these are the five ways we make money in real estate, which is why real estate accounts for more millionaires in the world today than any other investment vehicle. You should have some real estate in your portfolio. To learn how to attend a Lifestyles Unlimited free workshop, call 866-971-8970 or go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com and register for the next available workshop. That's 866-971-8970 or go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com.
You're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Once again, my name is Al Gordon, and I'm working on your financial freedom. I'm not working on mine right now because we're focused on you. I've got a long-range plan. I've got a strategy. As a matter of fact, when we joined Lifestyles Unlimited, we sat down and we did a five-year plan. We articulated what it was that we wanted to accomplish in that 5 years, and I'll just be frank and honest with you. Just by following the Lifestyles Unlimited map, we were able to accomplish all of those goals, not in 5 years, but literally in under 2 years. And what does that mean? Well, our goals were this: retire in 5 years or less, myself, retire my wife in 5 years or less, and also to increase our passive income by a certain, I'll just just tell you by a certain amount of money by capitalizing on getting our assets out there, our money out there, buying assets and allowing those assets to grow, allowing those assets to produce cash flow. So at the end of the day, what we accomplished was this. My wife was the first to retire. She was working as an independent contractor, making pretty decent money. But at the end of the day, what we wanted her to be was what she was when my kids were younger, basically a stay-at-home mom, taking care of the family. Basically, she was household operations central. You know, anything that happens in our family, it all went through her. And when she started doing the independent contractor gig, yeah, did it bring in some extra money? Yes, it did. But you know, what we found was we lost that connectivity with her and we wanted it back. So it was more important for our lifestyle to have my wife as a part of the home nucleus than it was for her to go out and earn money. So it was important to develop that passive income so that we could retire her, and we did. I was next. See, I was working for a municipality. I enjoyed the work I was doing. For the most part, what I hated was the culture, and I hated the bureaucracy, and I really hated some of the underhanded political crap that I saw going on, you know, that happens in the sausage factory. What do they say about the sausage factory? You know, if you like it, don't watch how it's made. Well, I got to watch how it was made a little bit in the city. Didn't like it so much. And, you know, based on what we did with our investing strategies, based on how we were able to achieve those goals and objectives, I was able to retire myself from the city. Now, I still work. Let me be very clear about that. I still work, but I work because I enjoy what I'm doing. I'm doing this radio show because I enjoy what I'm doing. I am all about giving back to you. And that's one of the, I'll tell you, that is really the secret sauce when it comes to investing and when it comes to what we believe in at Lifestyles Unlimited. We believe in the give it back mentality. You know, we have I think about 40,000 active members right now, and a big chunk of them are going to be down in Houston at the Expo. By the way, if you still need those tickets, send me that email at askal@luinc.com. But anyhow, it's, you know, 40,000 people, and not all of them are newbies. Some of them are newbies. I was a newbie, and what was great about it was everybody's in the give back mode. So as I came into the organization as a new member, there were people that were willing to share information with me, that were giving back, that were helping me to get on the road to success. And I can't pinpoint any particular one of them outside of maybe my mentor, Doug Crummell, because they all gave me the same type of advice. They all gave me the same type of encouragement. They all helped me to get to where I was trying to get to. It's that give back mentality that is so, so important. So what does that have to do with navigating volatile markets? Well, really, it gets back to having that plan in place, making sure that plan is well articulated, you understand exactly what you're trying to achieve, and more so, you need to put a monetary cost to each component of that long-term goal. So if your goal is to retire yourself, how much money do you need to do that? If your goal is to buy a Corvette, I don't know, I'm not promoting any particular brand, or I don't own one of those, but they're pretty cool cars, especially the new ones. I like the way they look. But let's say you want to own a Corvette. Well, why don't you figure out a way to acquire that Corvette using real estate as the vehicle to provide the passive income so that you can either make the payments or, you know, depending on where you're at in your investing timeline, you may be able to just pay cash for the darn thing. Because I'll tell you, you're going to meet millionaires at the Lifestyles Unlimited Wealth and Passive Income Expo that are flat out, they're millionaires. I mean, and you get to talk to them. You get to share information with them. If you were on the radio with me yesterday, you heard me interview Rui Vaz. And, you know, I got to talk to a millionaire. I got to get inside of his head. You got to listen. I mean, where else do you get the opportunity to talk to real live millionaires that have been there, done that, got the t-shirt, they look good in the t-shirt, and they continue on? Folks, we are running to the end of the today's show. I really wanted to keep going on. I've got a whole lot more information to share with you. I'll have to take it to another show. But at the end of the day, it's all about the lifestyle. What we do is not about the money. It's all about the lifestyle. And this has been Al Gordon on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Show. You have a great day, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Remember that this show is for entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as legal, investing, or tax advice. Results may vary. Always consult a professional before making any financial decisions. If you'd like to find out more about the mentoring available at Lifestyles Unlimited, please visit them online at lifestylesunlimited.com.